Christopher Jaros, Chief Research Analyst at the County of Los Angeles Department of Public Health. Or did you decide that you weren't? Are you still with the Department of Health?
Thank you. Well, I'd like to say good morning to everybody, and I'd also like to acknowledge my collaborators, Jean Tremaine, Suzanne Bogart, and Tony Kuo, all from the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. About the introduction, I actually changed departments recently, so at this point I'm just going by County of Los Angeles plus my affiliation as an adjunct instructor in biology at a local college where we actually have the types of problems that we're going to be talking about today in terms of overweight among children and adolescents and young adults. I have nothing to disclose. Nationally, and you're probably all aware of this, is that childhood overweight is a substantial problem, and it's been termed an epidemic. And within Los Angeles County has about 10 million people. It's larger than most states. The problem with childhood overweight varies dramatically by community. As we'll be seeing in some of the slides, it varies almost fivefold among communities within the county. And the purpose of this study was to examine the association of socioeconomic status as measured by median family income and related factors of the built environment. And then I'll also be offering some suggestions from our involvement in the Network for a Healthy California on recommendations for actions. Just to give you a little bit of a background, childhood overweight rates have been on a steady rise in the United States for over 40 years. And this trend has really created a rising floor for overweight rates in all communities. So what you see on this slide is you see the national trend at the bottom. And there's a cluster of factors to the right that could help contribute to that. And then given that the rates range between 8 and actually 40% within Los Angeles County, there's other factors that appear to be at work, additional factors such as socioeconomic status, ethnicity, geographical location, and built environment, and we'll be talking about most of those. And I do want to note that these aren't mutually exclusive clusters that you see on the right, but just some indications of what may contribute to these trends both nationally and within Los Angeles County. In 1995, the California State Legislature mandated that all 5th, 7th, and 9th graders be tested for physical fitness and body mass index at least every 2 years. And an overweight child, it's dependent on both age and sex, but it's equivalent to a BMI of 23 to 25 or above. And children that were identified as being overweight exceeded this limit. And if you'd like to go to this data, it is available on the website of the California Center for Public Health Advocacy for 2004. This study, the work was actually done about a year and a half ago, and that was the most current data at the time. This just gives you an idea of Los Angeles County. I had to break this into four slides, given that the county is so large, both population-wise and also geographically. This would be the northwest, roughly quadrant of the county, which includes San Fernando Valley and the high desert. And what you see here is you see childhood overweight rates within the county organized into quartiles, where red is the highest overweight rates and blue are the lowest overweight rates. And the central core of the valley shows the highest overweight rates, at least within this quadrant. And then a lot of the foothill communities, which you see in blue and green, have much lower overweight rates. And then if you take a look at sort of the southwest quadrant of Los Angeles County, the blue and green cities, the cities and communities with the lowest overweight rates are the coastal communities. And as you move inland, the overweight rates go up quite substantially. And if we go truly inland, there's a lot of communities here that have high overweight rates. And if we go to the last quadrant, which would be the northeast quadrant, this is the San Gabriel, primarily the San Gabriel Valley. And it looks very similar to what I showed you for the San Fernando Valley. Well, what there's some visual patterns that are available there. And the patterns really are is that communities with similar childhood overweight rates tend to be situated in clusters, that it's not just a community problem, it's a regional problem, and that the areas with the highest overweight rates are often adjacent to industrial districts and major regional transportation corridors. And the areas with the lowest overweight rates are typically located near the coastline, along the coastline near the foothills, and also in the traditionally prosperous areas. So that was giving us an indication that was something going on, and this probably doesn't come as a surprise, this type of relation association. But the vertical axis is childhood overweight rates, and the horizontal axis is median family income. And there's clearly a trend there. And doing a Pearson correlation coefficient, that would be minus 0.84, which is really pretty high for this type of research to show that strong of an association. Well, the next step was to get out in the field and see what was going on. And what inspired the work, the field work, was a photo voice project that was done in Duarte and El Monte, which are within the San Gabriel Valley of Los Angeles County. And photo voice is a technique of giving usually high school children cameras and other recording devices and asking them to go out in the field and report on what they see and what they see being the issues, and then be able to present that back to community leaders. And it was a quite successful project. This was done under the leadership of the Network for a Healthy California, and this information was actually presented to the city councils of both cities along with state representatives, and it led to some thinking about what else could we do in terms of looking at doing field studies of those environments. And Duarte, for example, has the sixth highest overweight rate in Los Angeles County. El Monte has the 11th highest overweight rate. And then what we did is we paired South Pasadena with Duarte, given that they both had about similar population sizes. They were both in the San Gabriel Valley. And they had, Duarte had the high overweight rate, South Pasadena had a relatively low rate. And we used the same type of methodology with Glendora and El Monte. So we were sampling just a few communities within one region of Los Angeles County within San Gabriel Valley. And what we did is we obtained data on each city from the California Nutrition Network's GIS system. You can find it at this URL. And anybody could use that. And what we did is we selected one major street from each of these four cities and then visited each city either about 2 to 3 times for about 2 to 3 hours at a time. And did this basically on bicycle and foot. The bicycle provided the mobility. On foot allowed to take measurements to distances between, for example, different commercial eating establishments, such as pushing the bicycle and using the odometer, which is accurate to 1/100th of a mile. And written notes were taken and digital photographs during each visit. And these visits basically provided us with a feel for each city. And also, in the case of El Monte, some very clear-cut demographic shifts. Well, this is I won't go through this whole slide, but this just characterizes Duarte. Duarte has a high overweight rate. And these are some of the general characteristics about the nutrition environment and other aspects of the built environment. And this is an actual illustration that summarizes what we found in terms of commercial eating establishments within a stretch of 3/4 of a mile within Duarte. There's one signal along the street, and you literally, if you catch that signal on the green, you could cover this amount of time distance in about 90 seconds at 30 miles per hour. This is the amount of eating choices that are available. And the horizontal distance here is very accurate. That's the scale, which you see on the vertical dimension. That's just to try to get in all the different restaurants there. They're mostly located right along the street side. So there's a very high concentration of eating places here. Excuse me. We also looked at such things as grocery stores, health-related establishments, tobacco shops and liquor stores, recorded images. And then this is another city, the paired city that we looked at, South Pasadena. This is also about 3/4 of a mile. This would actually take a few minutes longer to transit that distance because of the numerous traffic lights and also because of the heavy traffic. But it does indicate both the low overweight city, Duarte, and the high overweight city, the high overweight city, Duarte, and the low overweight city, South Pasadena, have similar concentrations of eating establishments, which we didn't really expect because the thinking is that that might be what contributes substantially to the difference in overweight rates between cities, where in actuality what we found is that all of the cities we visited were very much saturated with commercial eating establishments. And then these are other commercial establishments, and I want to come back to this particular, the content of this particular slide in a few moments. Some more street side images. This slide is rather telling. If you look at commercial eating places, Duarte was actually the best. It had one per 488 people, whereas South Pasadena had one for every 642 people. But El Monte, which also had a high overweight rate, actually had a much lower concentration of eating places, one out of 794. In terms of grocery stores, all grocery stores, Duarte actually did the worst. El Monte, which also had the high overweight rate, had the least. In terms of large grocery stores, though, the supermarkets where fresh foods and vegetables are available, foods at a lower cost, for example. South Pasadena was actually ranked highest here, whereas Duarte and El Monte both ranked quite low. There was actually about a threefold difference here between the low overweight cities and the high overweight cities. And then public parks, I really don't have time to talk about that, but there's some interesting trends here, and Duarte certainly doesn't fit the trend. So the measure that covaries most, at least with this sampling of cities, is the availability of large grocery chain stores. And this one is really telling, I believe. When we made these field visits, we looked at all health-related establishments. All of these cities had their share of physicians, dentists, pharmacies, and so forth. But what was different is that in South Pasadena and Glendora, with the low overweight rates, they had places where one could use their discretionary income on health-related matters, such as gyms, dance studios, nutrition centers, and so forth. So Duarte, all four cities had high concentrations of commercial eating places, regardless of the variations in childhood overweight rates. The basic counts of all types of grocery stores showed no discernible association. However, large supermarkets are 2 to 3 times more prevalent in South Pasadena and Glendora than they were in El Monte and Duarte, where they had the higher overweight rates. And then Glendora and South Pasadena, with the lower overweight rates, also had substantially more enterprises promoting healthy and active lifestyles. And then our conclusions are is that childhood overweight rates vary widely within the county. Similar overweight rates tend to occur in clusters, indicating the regional nature. We found a high negative association between median family income and overweight rates. And we also found some indication that commercial establishments promoting healthy lifestyles and public parks, which I haven't talked about yet, appear to play a key role. So there's a lot of consequences of low median family income, and I won't go through all these, but there's many things to explore. And what I do want to say is that there are approaches to take, what businesses and communities can do. I won't read through all of these. Right now, as I'm speaking here, my colleagues are talking, for example, about menu labeling and the availability of nutrition information at the point of purchase. Schools can do a number of things. For example, the second bullet is implement and comply with state mandated nutrition standards and food policies. My colleagues and I on Monday also presented a tool that could be used by school districts to assure that they comply. And families could do a number of things too. And as you can read here, there's, you know, that there's many factors involved. So what I do want to say is that, yes, there is a substantial problem in the county of Los Angeles. It's a regional problem, but I think there is hope too. And the more we explore this, I think the more we can really nail this down and come up with effective solutions. So I'd like to thank you.
We'll have time for questions at the end. Our next speaker is Willie Oglesby.